dress, I think you'll do quite nicely. You see, I'm looking for humans like you to keep as part of my collection. Oh, don't look so scared. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm a collector of rare artifacts. And in fact, back in my lair, I have a collection of precious things, we'll just say. And I think you'd fit in quite nicely. Now don't look so scared. And don't say no to me. You see, I am the demon of pride. And I take great pride in my collection. Would you like to come and have a look? Maybe if you see it in action, it might not be so worrying. Come on, just say yes. Good. Now, follow me to my lair, and you and I can look over some of my most prized possessions. You see, every year at about this time, I come back here to Earth. Normally I'm summoned by somebody, but this time I've been looking for the perfect piece to add to my collection of precious things. And all I've wanted more than anything else is, well, you. I've been watching you for quite some time, you see. Watching your movements, tracking you down, just to make sure you were the one. Now I can see you. I know that you're the one. So, when you come with me back to my lair, I've got a few things to show you and a few things to tell you. You see, I treat my possessions very carefully, as I take great pride in my collection. It's very important to me, you see, that each and every single piece has its own delicate display case. I can't have my things getting broken or lost now, can I? And you would be no different. You would be displayed, an object in my collection. Does that excite you, my dear human friend? And does it scare you? Or maybe it's a bit of both. Maybe as you think about the idea of becoming my possession, my little display doll, maybe it starts to excite you. Or maybe you're nervous. I can see it in your eyes. You have so much things going on, don't you? So many things here at home, but I can make you forget all about them. Oh, I have ways of making you forget, making you completely helpless to my advances, and I'd rather my toys come willingly first. So, let me show you a few things. Let me put your mind at ease. You see, if we look upon my display room, you'll see all of these cases lined up in rows, big glass cases, and inside you can see some of my other toys. Oh, they were human once, humans who summoned me to this earth. They were asking for things, but you know, you should never make deals with demons, because we collect their souls and trap them here, and now they're just my pets, my personal property, and I am so very happy about that. I've always wanted a big collection of my own, with lots of pretty things, and now I shall have the final piece in my perfect puzzle. Now come with me, and as we walk around, maybe you could spy on some of the other pets. They're so still and serene. They're so happy and content to be here. You see, in the process of making them my property, their minds have been wiped, erased. Their previous lives and personalities overridden. They don't need those anymore. It's very important that they are blank and empty, ready to be played with at a moment's notice, ready to be rebooted whenever I say. And you see, I have powerful demonic magic that I can use to do the same to you. I like this plan, and I'm sure you do too. Or if not, you soon will, because frankly, I don't care either way. Why don't you have a look in their eyes? You see, glassy, glazed, staring blankly ahead, as they're just frozen there, naked, lost and locked away in their glass boxes. In their cases, all of them, you can see them in this room that spreads on for miles. It's so big, and there's so many of them, and soon, you're going to be just one of these helpless little toys. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do? Wouldn't that be so fun and freeing to have your mind wiped, to be so empty and helpless and obedient, my little doll to play with, to pose and to display, and to live here in my collection where I can take very, very good care of you. You don't think that would be fun? Of course you do. Why would you even question that? You see, started working my magic on your mind. Can't you feel it? Tugging deep in the back corners of your mind and starting to take over you. And that's okay if you can't right now, but you soon will. You see, it's only a matter of moments before my magic is so thoroughly drained in your mind that you just lose all sense of time, control. Your will be mine. And you will be perfectly displayed in your own glass box. In fact, I have something to show you, toy. Come with me. You see, right in front of you, in that glass case right there, that is where I keep my most precious possession. And as you look deeply into the case, you might start to notice some similarities between you and it. Can you notice? Stare deeper. Let me open the door for you so you can climb inside the box and have a good look at it. Do you see? Well, here's the thing. It's you. Can't you see the mirror reflecting your own face? As your eyes start to draw into your own pupils, as you start to realize your eyes are just as glassy as my other toys, your expression is so blank, you just look so helpless in this moment, and while you're still clothed for now, soon you'll lose every part of your humanity and become nothing more than a perfect porcelain doll, just a plaything for me to corrupt, to keep, and to display here, as I take great pride in showing you off, and showing off all the things you can do. Now, just stare deeper into reflection, as you see yourself in the glass casing, as I lock it behind you, and you find yourself completely helpless. Completely mesmerized by the reflection of the glassy-eyed blank toy in front of you. as you start to realize that you are just a doll. And that thought creeps over your mind, starting to overwhelm you more and more and more. With every second that passes, you just start to notice yourself sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into this doll space, as your head becomes filled with nothing but blank emptiness, a void, an endless vacuum where there used to be a brain, no longer. You see, each of these cases is filled with my magical spells. I brewed some potions to pump inside the case so you can constantly be breathing a stream of super potent demonic magic, of which I can use to control you however I like, my precious doll. And of course, you can do nothing now. And can you feel the magic working its way around your body? I wonder if it starts at your head or at your toes. As you can feel it trickling over you, you start to find yourself growing rigid, still, unmoving, unfeeling. Your skin just starts to lose a little bit of sensitivity as you just feel nothing. You almost feel like you're completely out of control of your own body. Because you are. Because you're just a doll. And while that's happening to your body, your mind is filled up with doll thoughts. Thoughts of nothing, blank and empty. As all you can seem to think is, I'm just a doll. I'm just a doll. I'm just a doll. Again and again and again. As it just wraps its way around your mind. Display doll, and you find yourself feeling so happy as a big blank smile crosses your face as you just find yourself slipping even deeper and even further into my spell, into my grasp, my clutches, the hold that I have on your body and your mind, the hold that I have over you completely. And there's nothing you can do about that. And it feels so good to be this deeply controlled. It feels so good to be this deeply, deeply under my spell. That you're nothing but a possession, a toy for me to control. And of course, I hold the key to your box. A shiny golden key that I wear on a chain around my neck. And you could probably imagine how many keys I have for every single box in here. I have a fair few, but yours is the most special. That's why I wear it around my neck, to remind everybody, and also all the other dolls, that you are my pride and joy, my favorite, the one I've been looking for so long, to add as the perfect centerpiece of my collection. And you are trapped in this box, and you will be stuck here for as long as I see fit. And whenever you're locked in the box like this, you are my helpless doll, to be controlled, to be transformed, to be whatever I want you to be, to do whatever I tell you to do. And you just stay here, empty, blank. So you can face me as I press my hands up against the glass, as you stare at me deeply into my eyes, as I smile a wicked grin, and you know that I am your owner, and you are my doll, my possession, my property. I own you, and there's nothing you can do about that. You're here, ensnared by my magic, by my spells. But you love it, because it feels so very, very good to be a doll for me. just do whatever I tell you to. If I tell you to raise your hands above your head, you just do it. If I tell you to put them by your sides, you just do it. If I tell you to turn around, you do it. If I tell you to look at me in my eyes, you do it. And you pose, and you pose, and you pose some more. Because I tell you to. That's right. That's right. Just a doll. A helpless little doll. Just part of my collection. And now, doll, we need to get you out of those old clothes. You see, clothes come with personality, and because you don't have one, because you're just a doll, you need to be kept here naked. Do you understand? So strip for me. And as you do, peel away the last of your humanity. Peel away the last of the things that made you human, that gave you thoughts and a personality, that made you unique. You don't need to be unique here. You just need to be whatever I tell you to be. So as you strip, you start to feel yourself becoming more like yourself, because you were always made to be a doll. You're supposed to be a doll. You've always been a doll, haven't you? Yes. And you've always been here in your display case, haven't you? This display case is your home, and it always has been, hasn't it, my little doll? Of course, you can't remember anything otherwise. Because let's face it, you didn't have a life before me. You didn't have anything before me. You were just a doll, made by me, made for my amusement, for my collection, to be my thing. And it feels so good. It makes you feel so very, very happy to be on display like this, for everyone to see what a good doll you are. And of course, your mouth smiles a big smile as your eyes glaze over into a glassy, faraway stare. As you just stand there in your display case, with your hands by your side, completely naked. And as I take away the last remains of who you once were, all you can seem to recall is you're just a doll. Just my doll. And of course, you're ready to be played with at a moment's notice. And it feels so good, doesn't it? And you can hear the thoughts echoing around your head. Just a doll. Just a doll. On display. It feels good to be on display, doesn't it? And as you allow those thoughts to just sink in, you can just accept your place as my doll. That's right. And because I take such pride over my dolls, I'll take good care of you here in my lair, trapped here for as long as I want you. And there's nothing you can do about that. Completely ensnared by me and my magic. And that's okay. Because you're just a doll. And you don't need to think about those things. All you think about is whatever I tell you to think about. All you do is whatever I tell you to do. All you say is whatever I tell you to say. And you just exist here as my doll. Helpless, blank, and empty. You're just a doll. And this is your place.